Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. We start every Faith in the Morning with our Faith in the Morning confession and affirmation because it's so important to say what God says about us. You can find it in the description on social media and the notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You ready to say with me today? Go ahead and say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Acts chapter 27 as we finish today and tomorrow reading through the book of Acts as a Faith in the Morning family and community. I want to draw your attention to Acts 27 verse 23. Notice what Paul says here. He says, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island. Now, we know in this, as you read through Acts 27, they've been in a storm, a hurricane-like storm for weeks. They're in an ancient boat. It looks like all hope that they would be saved was lost. But God sent an angel to minister to Paul, and Paul stood up, and notice what it said, the angel of the God to whom I serve and whom I belong. Remember, you belong to God. It's so important to remember that He's your Father. He's your God. You belong to Him. No matter what you're facing today, remember, you belong to God. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat, say, I belong to God. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat or the comment section, wherever you're watching, say, I belong to God. One more time, say out loud or put it in the chat, say, I belong to God. Something else I want to encourage you with, when it says in verse 25, therefore take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Paul is saying this in the midst of a circumstance that looks like if the storm is going to overtake them. And maybe you're facing a storm. Maybe it looks like the storm is going to overtake you. But you have to make a decision in the midst of the storm to believe God. I remember decades ago hearing Oral Roberts preach this message. He says the rallying cry in the storm is, I believe God. He says, when you say, I believe God, angels begin to work and cause things to move on your behalf. Believe God. Believe His love. Believe His word. Believing that He's causing all things to work for your good. No matter what you're facing today, come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I believe God. Notice what it said. I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. What has God told you about your life? What has God told you about your family? What has God told you about your future? Then you need to open your mouth and say, I believe God, it will be just like it was told me. You need to say that often. I believe God, what God said is coming to pass in my life. No matter what I face, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter the opposition, no matter the attack, no matter what happens, I believe God is going to be exactly as it was told me. So come on, say out loud, put in the chat or the comment section, say, I believe God. Come on, before we go, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I believe God. Something good is going to happen to you today. Expect miracles because you know you belong to God and you have your faith in God. I love you so much. Have a great day. God bless.